Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
According to an article in The Telegraph, a 20-year-old Norwegian woman named Nano thinks she's a cat trapped in a human body. She literally, and I mean literally, thinks she's a cat. The interview is online and is about 3.5 minutes long. You can watch it for yourself. But in case you just don't want to do that, I'll summarize what you'd see. The young woman wears fuzzy cat ears and a tail. She wears fuzzy cat paws to clean herself. She meows. She hisses at dogs. She occasionally walks around on her hands and knees. She paws at the door when she wants to go out. She claims that she can hear things we can't, and that she can see better at night. She has a friend she claims has a cat personality, but he isn't a cat. Her basic belief is that she was born in the wrong species. This young lady obviously has problems, and I hope she gets them fixed. She is absolutely not a cat, and we as a society need to dismiss this sort of thing out of hand. But many of the learned experts among us just won't do this. We don't have to attack and insult this girl, but it needs to be made very clear that this is not normal and is incredibly unhealthy and dangerous. She is a human being. Cats don't talk or do interviews or tell us how well they can see at night. In fact, cats can't tell us what it means to be a cat. They don't think about it that way. They just act as God created them to act. I don't know if this girl is really confused or if she is craving attention or what, but I can tell you that she isn't a cat. No cat has ever looked exactly like a human being, and no cat has ever tried to convince us he was a cat. Societally speaking, giving this serious consideration only happens at the intersection of political correctness, moral relativism, and insanity. But then again, maybe I'm looking at this all wrong. After all, if Bruce Jenner can be a woman, why can't this girl be a cat?
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear, or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.